Maybe we can talk to Pastor John from South Africa. Oh, that's good to see you. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hello, John.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Oh, we're under the circumstances, we're in pretty good shape. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are in much worse shape than we are, even though the pressure that is being applied on us and the pressure that they're trying to use in order to stifle the German courts of law is pretty extraordinary. I think when we last spoke in our last Zoom conference, I think I told you about how the judge who made this very important decision was searched. His office, his home, and his car, they were all searched, and his cell phone and his computer were seized. I think I told you about this, right?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, but what it also tells us is that the other side is extremely worried about these things, because if you get many more such decisions that tell you, courts of law that tell the people that the PCR test cannot tell you anything about infections and that there are no asymptomatic infections, the more decisions you get like these, the more people will understand that they have been fooled. Can you tell, because of course we spoke, I know a little bit because you told me a little about what's going on in South Africa and in the rest of the continent, but can you tell our viewers what the situation is like and what kinds of legal efforts are being taken in order to counter this?
Thank you very much, Nguyen, and greetings to everybody. And thank you for standing up for justice, for righteousness, for the good of men all around the world. We are in a Christian circle, we are in what is called the last days. And from the scriptures, we learn that wickedness will increase in these last days. That means people will be more wicked, more evil. We are expecting it, but we also know that we can restrain some of the things that these wicked people are planning. In South Africa, they have used that PCR test to 10,625 people. They have tested 10 million. We are a country of around 60 million people. And according to the government statistics, 10,625,000 were tested with those tests. And then out of the 10 million, 1,580 became positive. But the interesting thing is we have 1.5 million recovery. 54,000 people died. And then the current active cases in the Republic of South Africa is plus minus 30,000. And since January, they have vaccinated over 307,000 people. And we are now in what we call a lockdown level 3.
Got it.
What happens is gatherings are not allowed to be indoors, not more than 250, outdoors, not more than 500. And then we have a curfew midnight, 12 midnight to 4 a.m. Nobody must be on the streets. And it keeps changing. It keeps changing as it suits them. So these actions or this illegality and unlawfulness acts on behalf of our government led us into forming an institution called Watchers and Gatekeepers. Because right now we are a constitutional democracy, but since this corona thing started last March, the country is under what is known to be disaster management, national state of disaster, and then they are using Disaster Management Act. So the constitution is a little bit suspended, and this and what's happening is they are using this Disaster Management Act, which gives them power to lock down the country and do all these illegal things that they are doing. So as watchers and gatekeepers, we started an action. There have been over 300 cases fighting with one regulation against the other by tobacco companies, because they at some point they banned tobacco smoking, they banned the selling of liquor. So these organizations have been going now and then to courts, the organizations that runs restaurants, small businesses coming together and challenging, and majority of these cases were lost. And then we discovered that in the mind of our justices in the whole country, the government is doing its best. In their mind, the judges in the country, the government is doing their best. There is a pandemic in their mind. And even if they are making mistakes there and there, but generally, it's for the well-being of the citizen to be shut down where necessary, according to how they... So we felt, like you were saying now, that until we present a case in court that challenged the very root of the beliefs of even the judges, things like what we took up to ask them if this corona itself is isolated, is purified, or is in any lab. These are the things that we want them to answer in the court. And then we are also challenging the very act itself, the Disaster Management Act. Because you see, we go to malls, children are back to school, and those who want to go to the beach are going to the beach. There's a lot of freedom. The government is not supporting any funeral. If there's a funeral, they're not paying for it. So we were questioning, what is the definition of disaster? When you say we are under disaster, and then you evoke the Disaster Management Act, what disaster is it? So these are the things that we are going to be taking to the Constitutional Court, because here's the deal. In one of the consultations with the senior lawyers, some of them advise us, and they are working for government in the military intelligence. They said, in our briefings as lawyers acting on behalf of the government, they said any high court application against any regulation or challenging the very Disaster Management Act itself, they will keep appealing to exhaust, to get us tired, you know, to weary us. They will keep appealing. So he suggested that go directly to the apex court, the constitutional court, seek audience with the court, because this is a constitutional crisis. The freedoms of religion, the freedoms of association, the freedoms of gathering, and the Bill of Rights, all these things are canceled. So we can approach the Constitutional Court. And the good thing about going straight to the Constitutional Court in the Republic of South Africa is that once the decision has been made there, there's no appeal, because there was a judgment by another group here where some of the regulations were found to be invalid and unconstitutional. They just ignored the judgment. And then the same group lodged another court application, holding the minister in contempt. For what they did is, instead of rectifying those unlawful, they changed to another level. They moved from level 4 to level 3 and draft new regulations. They don't, you know, they don't comply with the court orders. They can move to level 2, and then they claim there's a peak, everybody will be in danger, and then they go back to level 4 and strengthen. So one will go to the court to challenge the regulations of level 4. They will, on the day of the case, They announced they are moving from level 4 to level 2, and now it's new regulation. It makes the case irrelevant now in the court because the levels has changed, the regulations has changed. They have been playing that kind of a game. But what we have done, because also we know about the politics in Africa, we require the masses. We are churches. So we are mobilizing and educating our own churches all around the country on these matters, on the mask. As we get the information, we make it known to our people, the danger of the mask, you know, continual sanitation, what it does, you know. So for us, getting proper scientific evidence from within our teams in these groups will be imperative in that we can pass, not things that we pick up from, you know, Google, but real things that are research that can be tested, that you have the jar, the scientists backing them. Like the case that we have a group of lawyers who are representing us. But for them to apply the law, like we said to you the other day, they said, we need facts. Can you identify some scientists who are supporting what you are alleging against government? Because they were saying government will come with their own experts, they will come with their own scientists, and then each will present their case before the justices, before the bench of the Constitutional Court. Who do you have? And then that's when we started looking for you, for everybody, and says, because in South Africa, majority of the doctors and the little scientists that we have are at the employment of government. Like Mr. Jinpa was saying, they are afraid. They have signed some confidential agreement and form. They have been made to sign papers after papers, you know, confidentiality. They have been threatened. So down this side is challenging to get experts, but who can come and say, we will draft affidavits. This is, they talk to us, but they talk to us secretly.
Yeah.
Behind the scene, they don't want to come to the fore. When they realize that we want to really take up this matter, they disappear. So that's what is happening. That is why, as soon as we are connected with people who are ready to support the things that we want to present, that we want to challenge our government before the Constitutional Court to prove that we are under a disaster, because we don't think we are under the disaster. There's no military on the street. No, everybody is capable of taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
So, and also we need clarity as to whether corona is a pandemic, seeing that in South Africa alone, it has a recovered of 95%.
Yeah.
I mean, without anybody getting medication, 95% are recovering. So does it qualify? These are the things that they have to come before the courts, but we need people who are best positioned as scientists to say, this doesn't qualify, because we believe that. Is it purified? Is it, we heard that it looks like corona is not anywhere in any lab in the world. It's not isolated, it's not purified. So the PCR test, what are they for?
That is the most, John, that is, I think that is very encouraging to hear that from you, because I get the idea that in South Africa, and probably, I think you hinted at that, in much of the rest of Africa as well, much of the information that the people get, they get through the churches. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that is so
any important. Other information, any other information that the people are getting in Africa and South Africa, especially from the television, is pro-government, pro-corona, comply, sanitize. You go anywhere, like the gentleman was saying, there are other people, when they see you without the mask, they say, hey, where's your mask? They will even fight. So we are the only ones who brings a different narrative. And we have the platforms. We have the platforms because we have thousands of churches that we oversee, so we can talk. As long as we get the right information, you know, we can begin to educate the people on the ground. And we are working on establishing, you know, communication channels. We will use some even the YouTube, whatever, even though you know what they are doing, they put down what they don't agree, but word of mouth is working in our churches for us. So it's positive. What we need to go forward with our litigation as soon as possible, is to get at least three scientists who can say, we will write the affidavit, expert affidavit, and then our senior counsel will be able to apply the law based on the information that we get. As soon as we do that, and I told you that South Africa is key in Southern Africa and Africa, because South Africa is in alliance with other 16 countries. They call them South African Development Community. Whatever South Africa does, these countries, they follow without even questioning. So once we begin this lawsuit in the Republic of South Africa, we will go to Mozambique, we will go to Lesotho, we will go to Angola, we will go to Botswana, we will go to Seychelles, to Mauritius, to all of them, and the rest of Africa. This is what we want to do, and we want to do it speedily. We have to move with speed, because these people also, they are not slowing down. I'm told that at the end of June in South Africa, we will be receiving 88 million vaccines of Pfizer. We want to move to the Constitutional Court before that. We okay. want to stop it. We want to move fast. So if we can be helped, even if the cost of the scientist, whether to come or just to send the affidavit, we can get sponsors, John, to pay for the cost.
Rainer, do they have our opinion? Do they have our expert opinions already?
I don't know, John. I think I sent you, or Corvin may have sent you, the expert opinions, which are all included in this one decision made by the court, by the family court in Weimar. If you don't have it yet, we will send it to you right after this session. Plus, I will put you in touch with all of the major experts so that you can move very fast, because we understand that South Africa and probably the entire continent of Africa is going to be key to what is going on. I think it's going to be key to what is going on, because unlike in any other country where the churches are a complete disaster, in South Africa, the churches are still capable of talking to the people and giving them the real information.
That is the positive, not only in South Africa, but also in Africa.
Yeah.
We have majority of the white churches, and you know, your mainstream churches, you know, agreeing with government, turning churches into vaccination centers, training for vaccinations. But those who agree with us are more than those with them. So we need to move quickly with proof and go before the courts. Like I said, challenging regulations is waste of time. They keep changing them. Yeah. We have to go to the core of the issues. We have to attack the real issues. Where is Corona? Why the PCR testing?
Yeah.
What is in the vaccines? What are the contents of the vaccines that you are vaccinating? Because we are told that it's not even a vaccination against corona, it's trials. Yeah. So we want to take them to court to explain why are they vaccinating people? Is it for prevention, or they are still trying? We want those things to be spoken under oath in the highest court in the country, so that they can be held responsible. When they make their press conferences and announces these things, the journalists are not challenging them. They get away with that. So we want to take them before the High Court so that they answer these things in the courts, with proof. They must not come with words, and the other time they came with a letter. Mm-hmm. You know, when they were asked in one of the lawsuits why the mask, they put out a letter from WHO, and the magistrate was even disgusted. He says, but we are a sovereign country. Why you receive instruction from WHO to put the mask and you don't ask them for what? Because their lawyer could not say if the mask is preventing. He says, no, the minister acted on the letter from WHO, and the judge was asking him, so you don't know whether the mask helps or not. You just want people to put the mask. So all those things, they have no basis, but we want the science to back us. We want experts to support what we already know, what we already believe. We don't qualify to talk on these things because we are not scientists, but we are feeling strong about these things. So we want to be connected with these people so that we can move fast.
Okay. John, we sent you the decision by the Court of Weimar. We will send it again, and we will put you in touch with all of the scientists. One is the lead scientist who is in touch with everyone else, and she will be the one who will get you in touch with everyone else. We're going to move fast because it yes. looks as though Africa may be key to this.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's really fantastic. I think it's really good news that you have this analog connection with, you know, all the members of the community. That I think that's a great opportunity that we should really look at. We also have additional expert opinions, Rainer, on, for instance, the dangerousness of the testing kits. You know, like these little things that you put into your nose, and these are even also
the
toxic,
and
we have the swabs. Yeah, they're toxic because of the chemicals they used and all that. We have more information
We were traveling to a program in Dubai, and they did this test on two of our colleagues when we were traveling with. 15 minutes down, those people could not walk. You know, they became dizzy, and it lasted 48 hours before they recover. People were normal. After this thing was put in their nose, suddenly they lost control of their body. We don't know what happened. And I think you are right. We have to go against those things.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll send all that, and then you can use it and get in touch with the experts, and they're also like English speaking experts, and we can also provide them. I think that's really like a good outlook, I think, on this kind of thing. Maybe should we, because I don't know what the time what we're at time wise. Maybe we should
We're a little behind. We're a little behind schedule, but this was really important.
Very
because it looks as though. Really, John, it looks as though Africa will be key to all of this. And
especially South Africa.
Yeah,
South Africa should be supported because it controls everything in Africa.
Yeah.
It's the gateway to Africa. We mm-hmm. win this lawsuit in South Africa, we finish the lie in the whole continent, and then we lay a base for the whole world to rise up. Yes.
That's the point. I will put you in touch with my friend and our colleague, Michael Swinwood, as well, because it's important. He knows he has much of the background information about the history of the power structures behind the pharmaceutical and the tech and the financial industry, which is driving this. He knows who is really in charge of this. Just as extra information, you can't use it in the courts of law yet, but it's important to know it. So I'll put you in touch with him and with some of the other colleagues, some of the Anglo-American colleagues. But I think it's extremely important that we provide you in South Africa with everything that we have. We'll do that, John.
That's very important.
Okay.
Super, thanks ever so much. Is Rainer, can you see if Tom is now here?
Tom, are you with us, Tom Renz? No, I think he's still at the airport. Okay, let's... I think he's on a delayed plane or something. So again, thank you, John. This is very, very important for all of us, what you told us.